This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
City crews will close a portion of Airport Road this week to install new utility lines. KRDO 13's Bryn Carman with those details.
The closure east of South Academy Boulevard will begin tonight and last through May 9th. Traffic will be detoured around the work zone, and the city says crews will try and complete the project quickly to reopen the road as soon as possible. Bryn Carman, KRDO 13.
Average gas prices in Colorado Springs have fallen 9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.02 a gallon today. According to Gas Buddy survey of 246 stations in Colorado Springs, prices in the Springs are 5 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 40 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. The national average price of diesel has fallen 2.9 cents in the last week, stands at $3.98 a gallon. That, according to Gas Buddy's prices, the price reports the cheapest station in Colorado Springs priced at $2.80 yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.38, a difference of 58 cents per gallon. The lowest price in the state yesterday was $2.53, while the highest was $4.35. According to Gas Buddy's data, compiled of more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150 gas stations across the country.
The University of Colorado Boulder campus was put on lockdown early yesterday morning after gunshots were reported in the area. The shots were reportedly heard near a parking lot close to Weber Hall as police were breaking up a large party in the area. Two suspects were taken into custody and the lockdown was later lifted. No injuries were reported. A former National Security Agency employee from Colorado Springs is set to be sentenced on espionage-related charges today in Denver. Jere Dahlke of Colorado Springs pleaded guilty to 6 charges of attempting to transmit classified data in October. Investigators said Dahlke thought he was talking to a Russian agent a couple of years ago when he tried to sell documents he obtained while working for the NSA. Dahlke reportedly demanded $85,000 in exchange for the information he possessed. Dahlke faces a mid-level prison sentence.
The White House is urging protesters on university campuses against the Israel-Hamas war to keep demonstrations peaceful. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told ABC this week that the president understands there are very strong feelings about the war in Gaza. Kirby, however, condemned anti-Semitic language and threats of violence seen at some demonstrations. A suspect is in custody after Saturday night's standoff in Fountain. Officers called to investigate after shots were reported inside of a home on Bessina Drive around 7 p.m. The suspect refused to exit when police arrived. Though everyone inside the home was able to leave, the standoff ended just before midnight when the suspect surrendered. Police have not identified the suspect or announced the charges that person could face. And finally, Colorado Springs Charter School is ready to begin construction on a new middle school building. KRDO 13's Josh Helmuth with that story.
Atlas Prep School broke ground for the new building on Friday. It's a 44,000-square-foot building. It's going to have 24 new classrooms, a cafeteria, kitchen, library, and a gym. Officials expect the project to be completed by 2026. Josh Helmuth, KRDO 13.
And Challengers topped the box office on its opening weekend.
You were incredible today.
Thank you.
I mean, it wasn't even like tennis. It was an entirely different game.
Hey, come hang out with us later.
Want me to come tuck you in?
The R-rated drama about a love triangle in the world of competitive tennis earned an estimated $15 million. Unsung Hero, a drama about Christian rock group for King and Country, was in second with an estimated $7.7 million. Godzilla and Kong, the new empire, remains in the top 5, placing third with $7.2 million. Civil War came in fourth with $7 million, and Abigail took fifth place with $5.2 million.
Sunny to partly cloudy as we roll into your Monday afternoon. It should be a really nice day with temperatures climbing into the upper 60s for Colorado Springs, 72 in Pueblo, and winds coming out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.